have to make sure I know what the reg plate is, mm-hmm. that it's on the app, that I can
their
track
name, yeah.
their name, what rating they have. Mm-hmm. I always make sure I get out early.
Yeah.
So that they're not coming to my actual address,
yeah.
you know, because I don't want them knowing mm-hmm. where I'm living. But then even that is putting me at risk mm-hmm. at night as well, because I'm getting out earlier
yeah.
than my house. So I have to walk an extra 10 minutes home.
Yeah, it's like, which one is worse?
Yeah, which one yeah. is worse? You know, there's a compromise mm-hmm. there, and there shouldn't be a compromise.
Yeah.
I should be able to just get a taxi to my house and not have to worry about someone knowing
yeah.
where I live and holding that against me in,
yeah.
in the future doing something. It's just so frustrating because it's just we're constantly having to make compromises in our life
mm.
in order to keep ourselves safe when men aren't being held accountable.
They don't even think about it though. Like, I've talked to so many men about like just basic measures I would take every single day that just seems so normal to
mm.
me, and like obviously other women do that as well, and they just look so shocked, and I'm like, this is what we have to live with every day, and you can just go out, you don't have to think about what you wear, like you don't have to think about like bringing certain bags so you can bring extra things to protect yourself. Like, I always try to bring a spray deodorant if I go out, just because pepper spray is not legal, so like
mm.
you have to have something, you know what I mean? But like, they wouldn't even think that
mm.
or even like the fact that they don't have to bring like jackets on that, you know what I mean? Like, just things like that, they just don't think.
Yeah.
But we have to like plan every step of our night just so we can get home safe, and you know, you're not a target and stuff, which is sad obviously, because you should be able to wear what you want, to do whatever you want, but like realistically
that's not the case.
Not how it works. So
yeah.
Yeah, pretty much like all of them, or else a lot of the time because I'm kind of too afraid to get taxis. I've never really gotten taxis. I'm kind of too afraid to, especially alone. Like, I've only ever gotten them with people, so I tend to end up just leaving like a party or a pub or something early, like, and I'll just get the last bus because I don't feel comfortable like going by myself, so I'll just like, I'm gonna get the last bus to like whatever like place, because that's like, for me, that's, I feel like it's the safest option.
Mm-hmm.
I always have my phone charged. I have like power banks with me. I literally, anything I could possibly need, like, I just, yeah, I have, like, I just, no, it's terrifying.
But some, I've been in some, like, uncomfortable situations where I've been, like, at a party or on the way home from a party, and it's someone that you know and someone who you wouldn't have your wits about you to be, like, obviously I'm always going to be looking around my shoulder at, like, a stranger if they're on the same road as me and stuff, but I've had things where it's, like, oh, someone who I would never have thought would have done that kind of thing has done it, and it's just like the men and the boys or whatever, they don't say anything to them, or they don't call them out, because again, like, it's that tension thing, like they're like oh, that's not the Jew at me, I don't want to avoid that tension. But
yeah,
it's like I've learned now, like, well, the tension is better than something bad happens.
Just need to be invited to the conversation more instead of trying to debate with women on
mm.
how we should act, and you know, this not all men nonsense is ridiculous. Like, everyone can do their best to be better, and just because you haven't been violent to a woman or just because you haven't taken it to the extreme doesn't mean you haven't said a misogynistic comment or a sexist comment or spoken about a woman in an inappropriate way that you shouldn't have, you know what I mean? Everyone can do their small bit to work on themselves and to be better. So just because you haven't done the extreme doesn't mean you're not contributing to the problem. And I think that's kind of why men get so offended when we're like, oh, all men, because they see it as like
an attack.
Yeah.
On them and
yeah.
their and who they are as a person.
Yeah.
And it's like,
yeah. Like, it doesn't make sense why we have to be like, why if it was me to someone you know? Like,
what if it was your sister?
Yeah, what if it was your mother? What if it was, like, your cousin? Like, no, like, you should just feel like this is a disgusting thing that happened to a woman that you do not know. Like, you don't have to personalize it. You should just understand and feel empathy for that person. That person has a family. That person has, like, it might have kids. They might have, like, parents, husbands.
Have a life.
Have a life. They have people who care about them who are utterly devastated about what happened to them. You shouldn't have to be like, oh, if this was my person. Like, just think, this happened to a person and it's disgusting and it's vile. Like, yeah. And it shouldn't happen. It doesn't need to be personalized. You should just see it how it's
exactly.
It's just a disgusting, vile crime. Like,
it's as opposed to being like, oh, men should prevent it. It's like, well, women are already trying to prevent it, so we should just all try to prevent it. Like, we should all be cognizant to, like, keep an eye, keep an ear, like, to these little things, as opposed to, like, women looking out for women or men looking out for women. It's just, let's just all, like, keep an ear out for weird people now and then, like, when you're out in bed.
Hello? Hi, Mum.
Hi, love, where are you?
I'm just coming up the main road now. I'm just off the bus.
Alright. Are there many people around? Is there much activity going on? You're not on your own, are you?
No, I mean, there's a few people, but not many. But, like, I'm on the main road now, so there's, you know, there's the lights and everything, so I'm grand. I'm only 5 minutes from home.
Okay. Well, just mind yourself, won't you? And text me when you get in, the minute you get in, okay?
I will. Yeah, I'm only 5 minutes, so, yeah, I'll give you a buzz when I'm on the way, okay?
Okay, all right. Mind yourself now. Hurry up.
All right, okay.
It's late. Okay. Love you.
Love you too. Bye.
Okay, love. Bye.
Bye.